morning. Welcome to Hollywood United Methodist Church. We are glad that you have joined us on this weekend in which we celebrate the third Sunday of Pride, Father's Day, and also Juneteenth weekend. Will you stand as you are able for opening hymns?
Inviting all the young folks to come on up here. Have a seat, welcome. All right. Okay, good morning to everyone here and to those who are joining us virtually. My name is April Olt. I'm the coordinator of Children's Ministries. It's good to see all of you today. So I'd love to hear from you. Who are we celebrating today? Lila Bell, do you know who we're celebrating today?
Jesus.
Jesus, oh yes. Who are we celebrating today as also?
Our dads. We're also celebrating Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, our dads. Annalie, who are you celebrating today?
Bubble.
Who are you celebrating today?
My daddy.
Your daddy. So I wanted to let you know that the original Father's Day, which the label of today is, was invented or created by a woman whose father fought in the Civil War and then raised six children all by himself. And she wanted a holiday to celebrate her father. And if we think about it today, though, we have all types of families. So we don't necessarily attribute that to a biological father. We could have father figures. We could have teachers. We could have people who are sitting around here who influence us. And we could, like Annalie, have a bubble. And so I want to make sure that we're celebrating all people that we follow. And I want to show you a little something that Annalie made me for Father's Day. So her school asked who wants to celebrate what on each holiday. And we decided that Bubble Day would be Father's Day. So Annalie, you want to hold that up? So there's a picture of Annalie, and there's her foot and my foot. And it says, here is my little footprint. I'm going to try not to cry. One day it will fit your shoe. I watch what you do because, Bubble, I want to be like you. So my message to all of you here and to everyone out here is you are all caregivers. You are all our parent figures, and we are all watching you for the guidance in the, just the same way that you all make us feel special all of the time. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And all God's children said, amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to say just a little prayer, and then we're going to go off, and today we're going to be in the gym, and we get to play games. All right, so let's bow our heads. Dearest Lord, thank you so much for the father figures, the parent figures, the mother figures, and all of those caregivers in our lives that we look up to, that we look toward, and including you, God the Father, God the Mother, and God, who you are. Thank you so much for this community where we can reach out and see in one another and in ourselves a reflection of you. And all God's children said, amen. So I do ask as we go off to the gym to have some fun with each other today that you stand up, greet each other, and pass a sign of peace whichever way you're comfortable today.
Let's turn around and give some peace to our friends and family watching online. Peace be with you. We miss you. Can't wait to see you in person again. I invite you to take your seats so we can receive our offering from the Belebration Ringers. Let us gather in prayer. Heavenly Parent, Father of us all, we thank you for life. We thank you for this journey that we share together with its struggles and its joys. We know that all blessings in our life come from you. This morning we lift up and pray for all the fathers in our lives, the ones from which we come, the ones who entered our lives later, the folks who provided guiding hands and nurturing in our life and have helped to make us who we are today. God, we acknowledge that not all folks have easy relationships with their father, and we lift up to you the brokenness and the grief that they may carry. May your constant presence and unwavering love be a solace to all who have known alienation or experienced rejection because of how you made them. We welcome the knowledge that you have made each of us and that we are indeed beloved in your eyes. We lift up all those missing their parent figure today, who have mourned them, who have known loss, and we pray that you will ease this grief. We are grateful for you and the way you move in our lives, the constant invitation to grace and a new beginning that you extend. May we be as loving and as hopeful with all that we encounter. Thank you for parenting us, for being the Heavenly Father who loves each and one of us every day. This morning, dear God, we also give thanks for the Juneteenth celebration. We remember with solemnity and grief the occasion for which it was established, and we thank you for this justice work of remembering. Make us the instruments of your peace. Give us the courage to address racism and racial injustice, disparity, and harm. Do not let us fear introspection as individuals, as a church, or a community, but instead help us to do the work that is necessary inside and outside to bring restoration in places where the world is broken and to confront racism where it exists. Lastly, we are grateful for this time to celebrate our pride, to proudly proclaim that all of your children are beloved. Thank you, God. God, we acknowledge there has been a rising tide of hostility and violence against your LGBTQIA children. We mourn this. Protect us and protect them. Strengthen all of your children. And grant those who stand as allies the wisdom and strength to do what is necessary to stand in love and solidarity, even when it is uncomfortable. We lift up those in our community to you who have experienced loss, illness, and difficult moments of life's transition. Surround them and comfort them and bring them strength and solace. This morning we lift up Cheryl, Uncle Pete, Debbie, Natalie, and Luis, and especially our brother Richard we put into your care. There are more prayers on our hearts and our minds, and we now offer them to you in a moment of silence. Gracious God, receive our prayers and transform our hearts. Help us to follow your Son Jesus and all that he taught. We are reminded of his invitation into transformation, and we offer you the prayer that he taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good Sunday morning, church family. I hope you all enjoyed your one day of summer. That's it. Back to winter. We're supposed to... Supposedly it's supposed to come back out again, but I don't know. I think it's gone for the whole year. All right. Happy Father's Day. Wishing all the papas out there a great day, relaxing day. I know mine's probably barbecuing. All right, let's check in real quick. QR code, get your phone out. This is a time where we ask you to get your phones out and scan that. Just go ahead and check in. Let us know you're here. If you have any prayer requests, please put those in there because we get those each week and we pray over them. Today, I'm just going to quickly, Rev Ed and Ruth's class has been postponed so we all can go up to Grant Hall afterwards and enjoy our Father's Day barbecue and choir cello performances. I've heard some rehearsals. It's going to be good. So I hope you all can join us for 45 minutes to an hour after church as we celebrate the end of choir, actually. This is the end of big choir, moves to summer choir after that. So join us. All right, CrossFlix is coming. If you don't know what that is our summer sermon series where we find faith in the films that we watch. And you can find, well, those are all the titles right there, but if you go to hollywoodumc.org/CrossFlix, you can see who's preaching as well as all the different titles. We have 7 different people that will be preaching on these titles as well coming this summer. If you could put a couple things in your calendar, we just want you to start thinking about them. We have 2 Vacation Bible School activities planned this year, one in August and one in July. And then we are putting together the all-church picnic on the 6th of August and our big kids' water day. So that's when we bring the fun castle that I want to go in, but the kids won't let me. But we might get 2 this year because Harmy is going to come over with their kids' program and join us for that barbecue. Real quick, I'm just going to put this out there just because they started emailing me. We haven't done AIDS Walk since 2018, I believe. And if anyone's interested in being the team captain or maybe getting this together, it might be fun to start doing this again in October. It's back in West Hollywood. So let me know. Just meet up with me throughout the next couple weeks if that interests you. And then one last thing. I know you all like to wait to the last possible moment, but June is getting close to the end, and if you are interested in going to the Holy Land this January with us, we're going to need those deposits and your sign-up forms. So get in touch with me. We can talk more about it. All right. I'm doing the introduction for Eric today, and if you don't know, we have a guest speaker. So I'm just going to read this so I don't improv, okay? All right. Eric is a life coach helping GBT+ men free themselves from church shame. He's a speaker and the host of the podcast, The Great Unbecoming. Eric has been a regular attender at Harmony, Toluca Lake, since moving here almost 8 years ago. And he's happy to be with us today here at HUMC, a place where he says he feels welcome and seen. So let's give Eric just a warm welcome right now, and I see you. All right. All that we do here is made possible by you, by your prayers and your presence, your service and your financial gifts. So as the ushers come forward, if you could, please give as generously as you're able so we can continue to do the ministries here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you for being here today.
I sing the mighty That was beautiful. A reading from Proverbs 11:2. With pride comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, Hollywood United Methodist Church. It's so good to be back in your space. Oh, I love when people participate. This is off to a good start. Are you feeling it? Because I'm feeling it. It's so good to see so many people here that were also marching with us last week, reminding us that love is not bound to the brick and mortar of a building, but that love, like water, flows into the deepest crevices imaginable and flows onto the streets and turns any celebration like the Pride March also into a much needed protest. Thank you for joining us. I celebrated my very first Pride Month when I first came out of the closet when I was 25. I always tell people that coming out does not make your life easy. Coming out makes your life more authentic. Your joy becomes more authentic. Your relationships become more authentic. Your pain becomes more authentic. When I was 25, recently out celebrating Pride Month, I remember driving by a church that had the sign with Proverbs 11:2 in front of it, with pride comes disgrace. And because I was recently out, my confidence was nothing more, no different than a weak tree sapling pushing through the soil for the first time that could be trampled upon at any given moment. You see, I believe that we humans were nothing more than mere sinners in the hands of an angry God, to quote American theologian Jonathan Edwards from 1741, words that are even spoken today. In seeing Proverbs 11:2 plastered on a sign by taking the word pride out of context and twisting the meaning of that verse as a way of alienating a group of God's children, I immediately felt the absence of love, which is both ironic and infuriating, isn't it? After all, God is not angry with us. God delights in us. But the Bible says, Jonathan Edwards and the like protest. Well, the Bible says a lot of things, doesn't it? Let's continue to take the Bible out of context and literally. Gentlemen, it's Father's Day. Therefore, if your wife has ever cheated on you, go ahead and stone her. But don't do it while wearing a shirt of mixed fiber, because that is an abomination. Perhaps we're missing the point. Perhaps instead of focusing on fear, we are called to focus on love, which is mentioned over 500 times in the Bible. You know, what this church failed to do all those years ago was complete the verse. Here is Proverbs 11:2 once again in its entirety. With pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. It takes zero effort to manipulate words. It takes no faith or love to cast fear onto love, darkness onto light, manipulative homophobic rhetoric onto Pride Month. And sure, the word pride can have a negative connotation. Let's not ignore that. Pride can be synonymous with arrogance. Pride can refer to excessive self-confidence, a sense of superiority over others. Someone who is too proud can be arrogant, dismissive, condescending. They can alienate individuals and create negative relationships. Do you see the irony of a church so arrogantly, taking a verse out of context as a way of alienating a group of God's children. As if the queer community doesn't already have enough going against them as it stands. As a life coach who helps other gay men free themselves from church shame, the number one thing I hear from people in my field is that they feel as if they are not gay enough for the gay community and also not Christian enough for the Christian community. They feel as if they don't belong anywhere. And the statistics support this belief as well. According to the Trevor Project from 2022, 28% of LGBTQ youth reported experiencing homelessness, housing instability at some point in their lives, and those who did had 2 to 4 times the odds of reporting depression, anxiety, considering suicide, and attempting suicide compared to those with stable housing. And according to the Albert Kennedy Trust, nearly half of those children who are kicked out of their parents' households are kicked out the day they come out from religious households. In the name of what God? If sin means to miss the mark of love, then who is doing the sinning here? The child that has the courage, at the risk of losing the roof over their head, to say, "Mom, Dad, this is who I am, this is how God made me"? Or the parent that says, "No, my child and that God is wrong"? The arrogance to tell God that God is wrong. The pridefulness it takes to avoid the intolerable belief that perhaps you have been bought into the cult of innocence and that the cost is your child's life. A child that you so willingly chose to bring into this world. Tell me, do you stop being pro-life once the life is out of your body? With pride comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Do you want to know why I celebrate pride? One thing I see a lot on social media is this push for straight pride. Let me tell you something. I used to live blocks away from Wrigleyville in Chicago where the Cubs play. Every day is straight pride. Straight people, we need you, and also, you did nothing to earn your attraction toward people of the opposite sex. We did nothing to earn our attraction to people of the same sex. I am not proud because I'm attracted to men. Men are the worst. I am proud to stand up against the grain of society. I am proud to have the privilege and the courage to stand up against the grain of society, against my Christian bullies, against my childhood trauma, to say that I am worthy of love and belonging, not in spite of who I am, but as and because of who I am. I am proud because when Jesus said, "Love thy neighbor as you love yourself," I took that to heart and I put in the work to love myself. I am proud because when God says that you are made in the image and likeness of me, I believed her. I am proud. I am proud to be a part of a community that came before me, that paved the way to make it possible for me to be standing at the pulpit of a church which is a symbol of so much pain, shame, and vitriol for this community. This community, which permeates beyond the boundaries of geography, of creed, of race, and religion. We make up less than 5% of the population. We have been chosen by God to make the world a more beautiful place. Why would I not be proud of that? And I know that in my white cisgender male body, I am speaking from that place of privilege. I am not afraid to walk down the street at night in this body. And I often wonder if Marsha P. Johnson one of the black trans women who stood up against police brutality to make it possible for me to be here today. I wonder if she was afraid. And I like asking this question because it humanizes her. I asked the same question of Jesus the night before he was murdered, murdered by the same people that use him as a weapon today. Was Marsha P. Johnson afraid? We know she was confident, but let's remember that confidence is not the absence of fear. Confidence is the ability to hold space for both fear and for love at the same time. And I'm not saying that Marsha P. Johnson and Jesus are the same, but I think they have a lot of similarities. I think they both fought for social justice. I think they were both afraid. I think they both chose fear over love through that fear. Excuse me, love over fear. Oh, wow. That's totally the opposite message I was going for. And I think that they both paved the way to make it possible for me to be here today. You know, the Stonewall Inn riots of June 28, 1969, those mark the turning point for the LGBT plus rights movement in the United States. And this is why we celebrate Pride. Yes, with arrogance does come disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And community is the antidote to arrogance. Community is a sacred container for belonging. Belonging is a basic human need, and it is seeing and being seen. It's listening and being heard. It's loving and sustaining a deep belief that you are worthy of love. Community spans beyond the test of time. It is honoring the trailblazers that came before me to make it possible for me to be here, and it's making a promise that I will do everything in my power to make the world a better place for my community tomorrow. It is receiving the torch with grace and humility, and it is passing on the torch with pride and with gratitude. And my goodness, is it more important now than ever to receive, to hold, and to pass that torch. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, as of April 3rd, there have already been 413 anti-LGBT bills brought into legislation. That's what that graph references. The bottom line is how many bills from April 3rd. You can see that that's over double the amount of anti-queer bills from last year. And as of today, that number has risen over 500. Also in April, the NAACP and Equality Florida both issued travel advisories warning LGBT plus people from traveling to Florida due to a rise of dangerous hate crimes, rhetoric, and legislation. According to the FBI, hate crimes towards the LGBT community have risen over 70% from 2020 to 2021. And as of June 6th of this year, the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, declared a state of emergency for LGBT people due to an unprecedented rise in legislation. If you have never feared for your life because of your sexuality on any day of voting, please understand that that is your hetero privilege. Please believe me when I say that we are afraid. Please take my fear with you to the ballot box. You know, I understand that as a life coach, I encourage people to come out of the closet. And again, I need to note that that is a place of privilege because so many people are afraid of coming out because they don't want to be another statistic written on the wall. That's a legitimate fear. And not just that, homosexuality is actually illegal in over 70 countries. In fact, Uganda just this year passed a law making homosexuality punishable by death in some cases. And so, I would be doing a disservice to my community if I did not acknowledge my brothers and my sisters and beyond who are still living in the closet. You matter, and you are a part of this community, and I love and I see you, closet and all. And if my words can reach your ears, then there's no politician, no homophobe, no hater who can prevent God's love from flowing from my lips to your ears. I understand why you're afraid. Haters don't make it easy. The haters don't make it easy. I see a lot of hate on my social media. Just this last week, I can't tell you how many times I've been called an orphan or fatherless or where is your father? You see, there's this lie that if you are an out and proud member of the queer community, then you must have an absent father. And while I have a wonderful father who loves and supports me, I recognize that many queer people don't. Let me make it very clear. If you are a part of the queer community, you are not a part of this community because your father is absent. It says nothing about you, and it says everything about their fragility and their weakness. On that note, happy Father's Day to the fathers who choose love over fear. Happy Father's Day to the mothers who stand in. Happy Father's Day for the children who do not have father figures in their lives. I am also told that I'm a groomer. I'm also told that I'm going to hell and I'm leading other people to hell. But my favorite thing that I'm told is that I'm the reason that they are homophobic. I'm the reason you're homophobic. Duh. I'm the reason you're homophobic, no different than loud noises are the reason my dog is afraid of thunder. No different than water is the reason my best friend is afraid of drowning in the ocean. But does the thunder silence itself when my dog is around? Does the ocean dry up so that my best friend can pretend to be Moses and walk across the ocean floor when she's around? Do I stop living in my beautiful, authentic self because you are afraid of my authenticity? I refuse to live by your fear-filled rules because you live a small, scared life. One thing I miss about the Midwest is sitting in a screened-in porch and listening to the thunderstorm. And when that happens, I think, God, I wish my dog wasn't under my bed afraid right now because she's missing out because this is awesome. But then I go back to California and I put my feet in the cool ocean and feel the warmth of the sun on my face. And I think, God, I wish my best friend was with me and not home right now because she's missing out because this is awesome. And when queer people walk into the room and you tell me you're a homophobe, I think, God, you are missing out because we are awesome. You know, when I drove by that church several years ago and I saw half of a Bible verse plastered on a sign as a lazy attempt at alienating my community from God's love. At the time, I was a weak tree sapling pushing through the soil for the first time. But I am proud to say that I am now a tall, strong oak tree that is ready and willing to provide shade for anyone who needs it. I stand on the shoulders of giants, preaching a message of an unconditionally loving God. I cannot do this alone, and I refuse to preach lies of a conditionally loving, fear-filled God. For it is the humility bestowed upon me from my community that gives me the wisdom to know the difference. Yes, with pride comes disgrace. I have so many people to thank that have nurtured the soil and made it possible for me to be here. People like Marsha P. Johnson, Sylvia Rivera, Edie Windsor. I went out of order, and now they're trying to catch up. You guys are doing great. Marsha P. Johnson, Sylvia Rivera. We can go to the next slide. That's Sylvia Rivera. And Edie Windsor. And Harvey Milk, who've made it possible for me to be here. Yes, with pride comes disgrace. And with humility comes wisdom. And thank God for that. Happy Pride. God bless.
Eric to come down, and can you give him another round of applause for that wonderful message? We are so blessed to have you as part of the Hollywood Harmony family, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
So, as I prepare to give the benediction after the postlude, if you would like to receive communion, Pastor Brody will be offering that. You can come and be part, sit in the first couple of rows. And she will offer communion for you, and you can have a time of prayer at the kneeling rail if you'd like. One ask, if anyone of you knows of a caregiver part-time who can spend a few hours a day for someone who lives in the Hollywood area, please contact me and let me know. We are in pretty dire need of someone for that, to fill that function, so please let me know. Finally, I want to give a shout out to our choir, because I know this, Devin mentioned it, but you become summer choir magically next week, but we just want you to know how much we love you and how much you mean to us, so thank you. And filling in today for John West is David Wheatley, and we're glad to have David with us today. And now, as we go, may God's Spirit indeed lead you. May you know God's love, and may you always cherish this community of faith. Go now in peace to love and serve the world. Amen.